Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, we're going to do a little bit of a dovetail from last week. We talked about manufacturing and how important that is to rural Minnesota. Today, we're going to kind of shift to the public sector.
Right.
Government jobs. What's the kind of the arc on that story?
Well, the government and public sector jobs are still the largest employers in the state. It's the largest employer in any region of the state when you look at it. And in the last 5-10 years or so, especially with this recession, a lot of those jobs have been cut. You know, some of that was to attrition. You know, they just didn't replace people who retired and things like that. And it may seem like, you don't want to go into a public sector government job. But when you start looking at the numbers, looking out, you see that there are going to be a lot of people retiring. It's that baby boom demographic again. And especially in greater Minnesota, we have an aging population. They need government services. And so there's going to be a need again.
Haven't there also been, and maybe this has been addressed a little bit more, but people in leadership positions in public school systems.
Exactly. That's another coming crisis is school principals and school superintendents. They're seeing a shortage of people going into those leadership jobs. So that's a big that's a big thing there. And it's those kind of jobs, you know, we think of government jobs as, people sitting at a desk pushing papers. But you have to consider that government jobs also include the police, the fire department, or for cities that have professional fire departments. A lot of counties have county assessors.
Right.
You know, people who are into accounting, people who are into surveying and engineering and those kinds of jobs. There's a lot of specialty type jobs that are included in government sector.
And one of the things that the government always has difficulty doing is competing at when it comes to the wages. Sometimes you kind of have to really want to work in the public sector. There are some benefits that you get, perhaps, that you might not get in the private sector, with health insurance and those kinds of things. But the pay scale is typically a little bit lower.
Yeah, and that always has been a problem. You know, a government can only afford to pay so much. But there are some places that are starting to also figure out creative ways to fill some of these gaps and take care of some of those costs that might make it more attractive for people who would like to work in the public sector but just can't quite afford to. And so that's also another option for people who like the idea of working in the government sector but can't necessarily find a job that they can afford to live on.
Right, right. Well, it's an interesting opportunity, I guess, that's out there. Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.